One jump ahead of the bread line. One swing ahead of the sword. I steal only what I can't afford. That's everything. One jump ahead of the lawmen. That's all, and that's no joke. These guys don't appreciate I'm broke.
Riff-raff, straight rat, scoundrel, take that.
Just a little snack, guys.
Rip him open, take it back, guys.
I can take a hint, gotta face the facts. You're my only friend, Abu.
Parents, except he hasn't gone.
Gotta eat to live, gotta steal to eat. Tell you all about it when I got the time. One jump ahead of the slow pokes. One skip ahead of my doom. Next time, gonna use a nom de plume. One jump ahead of the hitman. One hit ahead of the flock. I think I'll take a stroll around the block.
Stop thief!
Let's not be too hasty.
Still, I think he's rather tasty.
Gotta eat to live, gotta steal to eat. Otherwise, we'd get along.
hope you guys are having a wonderful night. This is DJ Tolstoy, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the Small Cactus Radio Hour, the first hour you'll be listening to on a Friday. Well, I hope you guys are having a wonderful night. The semester is kind of wrapping up at the very moment, and I, of course, bittersweet feelings. It's almost done. I'm at the halfway point, so that's pretty wild. Next year, I'll be at the 3/4 of the way point, which will feel very real. Doesn't feel too real just yet. Feels pretty real now. Anyway, you can call in at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. You can call in, request a song, have a vignette to tell this week. Perhaps you are also feeling the ennui that comes with the school year ending. Who knows? I'm in a pretty good mood. I've been in housing limbo for the past long time, too long of a time. And then finally got a mail of, you probably will have a home on campus. And I'm like, pretty down. So that's pretty darn cool, actually. I'm pretty down for that. Anyway, we got some great music coming up. Don't have too much to say from here. We started in with our Vaporwave / Future Funk of the evening. That's going to be Macross 8299, Young Bay, and Harrison with Selfish High Heels featuring, well, this just says Macross 8299, Harrison. It was a single. If you know Vaporwave, you've probably seen the meme with, like, the Simpsons and the Moe's self-defense class. That's how I remember it. But, you know, Macross 8299 is, like, probably one of the landmark future funk artists responsible for Sailor Wave 1 and 2. I personally love Cham, which is their kind of Perfect Blue motif album. Really good. If you like this kind of music, you gotta check them out. If you haven't already, it's amazing. Anyway, we're gonna get some more music. We're going to take a bit more of a rock turn right now. I hope you guys enjoy. Let's see. Got some music coming up. There we go. All right. Hope you guys enjoy.
Tell me my name. I'm your girl.
hope you enjoyed this last core of songs. We started in with Marika Hackman with Times and Reckless from the album I'm Not Your Man. This is the first I've heard from Marika Hackman, but I've really enjoyed it so far. I've always loved the kind of like chorus, the 1, 2, 3, 4, tell her that you love her more. That gets me totally. I love it. I want more of it. I want all of it. It's very good. Speaking of stuff I always want more of, Courtney Barnett was the next song with Don't Apply Compression Gently. Is that kind of first album-ish? I mean, it's a double EP. It's the double EP, Sea of Split Peas. I really like this song, and I probably don't play it as much as tracks like History Eraser or Depreston or Avant Gardener. I think actually Depreston was on her next album, but Avant Gardener was on her first one. And gosh, it's really good. It really is different. Like, each album has kind of a different feel from the next. It almost seems like it's kind of, she's getting like tightening her sound. Like, it's kind of like how people talk about, you know, I don't know why I'm doing this analogy, but I know that part of what people really love about Sharknado is that each sequel kind of builds off of what it had before, but really kind of taking what it has of the budget and still not getting rid of what everyone loved about it in the first place. So I can really appreciate that. I'll take it. I feel like that's actually a really good way to think about it. I mean, of course, Courtney Barnett is much better than a sci-fi channel B-movie, but I'm still amused by the analogy. Anyway, we're actually coming up for our metric of the week relatively early this time. Whoa, changing it up. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoy.
She was 7 years old, she saw a man get shot, but no one came for a long time because it happened in a remote remote parking lot in Las Vegas, and she was waiting for her mom to come back from working the blackjack table at the Circus Casino. And that night, her mom said the two of them and the now dead guy were the only three people who ever really lived in Las Vegas. Everybody else just arrived, ate their complimentary shrimp cocktail, and left.
hope you enjoyed this last core of songs. What we started in one was Metric with Rock Me Now from their, have to be their, either the, wait, it goes, their second album or their third album. It's one of them. What's one of them? I can't remember for the life of me right now whether Live It Out came first. But either way, from their album Grow Up and Blow Away, it was their third album. It's their third album. Yeah, because Live It Out came out in 2004. Okay, I did it. That took way too much out of me. Honestly, it's one of my favorite songs from the from this album. I'd say it's definitely a really weird departure from everything else that I would recommend about Metric 4. And honestly, it's not bad. It's just you really got to be in the mood for it. It's definitely a lot more down tempo. I won't call it banky, but I feel like it kind of. Emily Haynes gets really run rampant in her own songs of being like super deep, like. Not to say that Metric isn't deep, but it's not like Emily Haynes and the Soft Skeleton deep. But I feel like Grow Up and Blow Away was like before Emily Haynes could have the Soft Skeleton as an outlet, she just poured it all into there. And I mean, it's not bad. You just can't, it's definitely not party music, you know, but it's definitely good. If you like this song, you'll definitely like the rest of the tracks on the album. Next was Charles Irwin with a sad song about a girl I no longer know. I could not find the album for it, so I believe it's a single, but it's on SoundCloud. And I just thought it'd be a great marrying piece to it. We're gonna pick up the tempo just a little bit with the next score of songs. Let's see, we're kind of in PSA territory, actually. We might go in for that. Let's see, all right. Oh, I just see a vintage heroin PSA. I don't know if that counts. Like, as a PSA, because if it's vintage, it might be outdated. I like checking here. Oh, man, I think they've updated it, because they have new gun violence ones, and then they also have opioid abuse. You know, that's a pretty hot topic, especially in this region. You know, it's kind of hard. These all kind of look good. I'm like the one person that thinks, yeah, PSA is great. I would love to have just an hour to dump all of, like, me just playing PSAs in, like, one thing. Because I actually really, I don't know. I always have loved listening to them when I was a kid. Don't know why. I was a weird kid. I'm thinking, oh, there's gun violence. We have a pretty good history of getting really dark here. Let's see. Oh, it's creaky joints. For all I know, it's probably going to be about exploitation. I'm going like, all right, guys, sorry about that one. Well, not sorry. It's something you should know, I guess. Let's see. Ooh, learning and attention. Let's go for that one. Let's go. We're going to turn up our D-Main and go for it. Hope you guys enjoy.
Today we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14, 41,
31? I mean, 13?
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street.
Garden Street?
Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
I'm out of sight. But a man like me can't see you, can't hold you for the night. Cause I haven't been keeping my body tight. Still I wait, you'll come out swinging. Yeah,
Down these hills and found ourselves in different pills. And I met Satan in a cheap motel. She talked at length about Orson Welles. You were washed up on the shore. Lamb's blood ran down your door. So gentle stranger. Remember me when you're tired and old. Soft, gentle stranger, Luella, babe, won't you marry me now?
Well, wonderful. Well, you're about to come on in about 3 seconds to give you some prep. For once, actually, listeners, we have an actual person who has called in. Yeah, you're actually on air.
Oh, okay.
Would you like to introduce?
Hi, everyone. Hi, everyone. It's Andrew. Oh, look, I can hear myself on the radio. That's so cool. Let me turn this down. Hi, everyone. I'm Andrew. I'm Rose's friend. Long-time friend, first-time listener, one-time guest. So I'd call in and say hi. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. It's great. It's always great to get a call in. Welcome.
I feel welcome. It's nice to hear from you.
Very wonderful. So what we had first, we had a song, was first Alex Cameron with Country Figs from the album Forced Witness. Definitely one of my favorite albums from last year. Probably... the only reason why we're playing this track is because I've played like almost every other track, so this is kind of, it's not bad, but honestly, it's also not my favorite, but I love it deeply anyway. And then HMLTD, which is Happy Meal Limited, with Satan, Luella, and I from their single. Yes, that is what it's short for. I learned it from Anthony Fantano.
You're into some pretty weird stuff for us, I gotta say.
This isn't the weirdest. I don't know if I told you about the majesty that has been me trying to listen to every single genre that's available on Spotify. Because that's really real.
About it.
But
it's just a musical journey.
It is a musical journey. That's what I tell everyone. Anyway, you called and you wanted to request a song, actually.
Yes. I don't know how much it fits in with the rest of Small Cactus Radio Hour, but I've had a song stuck in my head all day.
Very good.
Would you happen to have One of Those Crazy Girls by Paramore?
Yes. We can definitely play that right now. Thank you very much for calling in. I hope you have a wonderful night. It's always great to hear that someone's listening to the Small Cactus Radio Hour with DJ Tolstoy.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like such a weird idea that I can just call someone and hear myself on the radio. Like, I can just like speak and like there's radio waves from my voice going through everywhere in Somerville.
Yeah, pretty much all through Somerville and most of Medford, and I heard it can get almost to Boston. I don't understand the range of this radio antenna, but to me it seems kind of more like not what I'd expect a radio range to be like, but that's totally cool because we have the internet streaming as well.
Like, yeah, I don't know. That's like a weird idea. anyway, I shall let you get back to your radio DJing. Good night, Russ.
Hey, good night.
Good night to everyone listening, fast and everywhere else.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a wonderful night, and we're about to play your request right now. I hope you enjoy.
Right, see ya.
See ya. Have an awesome night.
You too.
All right.
Just want a little extra time to focus on our road. Tesla has finished his great science project, the Warden Cliff Tower. Strange reaction in the atmosphere is believed to be caused by the collision between the electromagnetic field of the Earth and the electric tension generated from Tesla's tower. This identifiable process that turns everything into iron is still a mystery among scientists around the world.
There was a place called Iron Cemetery inside.
hope you enjoyed this last Corps of Songs by request from Andrew. We have One of Those Crazy Girls by Paramore from their self-titled album. I genuinely was always surprised that they came out. Like, I remember when one of those, the Paramore self-titled tracks came out. That was, I think Ain't It Fun was like the really big one that got like played on the radio a lot. Oh, and that other one, that one love song. Oh gosh, it's gonna kill me if I don't remember this. I'll remember it later. But anyway, I always thought it was a pretty good album. It's kind of funny because I always felt that, like, After Laughter came out of nowhere, and then I remembered that this album existed, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a pretty good transition, actually. Maybe my brain is always, will always be stuck at, I'm gonna forget the other Paramore album, too. I'm not cheating on the internet. Alright, okay, Brand New Eyes and Riot. I always kind of imagine, like, in my mind, like, that is literally where, that's literally where Paramore is at and will always be at. And then I always get shocked when I'm like, oh, yes, artistic evolution. But it's still good. I'm not saying it's bad. I just always forget. And then next was bit of melodic progressive metal with The Iron Cemetery by Illusion Suite from their album The Iron Cemetery. Found this in the same region as Anubis Gate and still very much enjoyed it. Honestly, it's kind of hard, and I feel like metal is one of more self-selecting genres that, like, the people who like metal already know to check out metal tracks. Maybe there's people like me who are trying to, like, get into more than one music genre, but I don't know, I find that metal's one of the more self-selecting ones between others. But anyway, we've actually coming towards the end of our show. To remind you and to ID the station, this has been DJ Tolstoy at the Small Cactus Radio Hour. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We're gonna end with some Riot Girl music soon enough. Let's see, one song is probably gonna just take us into the next show. One or two, we'll see how that goes. But either way, I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Thank you very much for the call tonight, and thanks Andrew so much. Add some more texture to this program. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your night. Have an awesome night, and I will see you next week, or hear you next. Well, you'll hear me next week, that's for sure. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoy, and we're gonna get on here, queuing up me some music. There we go.